This program comes to you by electrical transcription. The Treasury Star Parade. With Reginald Gardner, Frank Parker, Janet Gaynor, the Almanac Singers, Al Goodman and his orchestra and chorus, and Frederick March as our master of ceremonies.
Before we go any further, Reg, I must congratulate you on your hilarious performance for the Navy Relief Show at Madison Square Garden. That was a terrific idea, making inanimate objects like trains and wallpaper come to life. How'd you ever come to think of it?
Well, it all came to me while I was lying in bed once, recuperating from one of the 57 varieties of illnesses I go in for.
Did you recuperate?
Did I? You should see me now.
But I still don't understand how an idea like that could have come to you.
Oh, yes, you do, Freddy. Everybody's experienced it sometime or other. When any one of you has been ill and you're lying in bed, you look around your bedroom and you notice all kinds of objects that you've lived with all your life. But just because you're ill, they all assume terrifying and jeering shapes. For instance, probably some of you have got a flowered border around the top of your wallpaper, roses or something like that. And if you look at the pattern long enough, you suddenly find that the pattern makes a sound. Something like this. Around the wall. Well, if you look at the pattern long enough, you'll suddenly find one bit that goes, and you don't know why. This gives you a vague idea of what I mean about all inanimate objects being alive and having faces. Now, I think the most alive thing I've ever seen is a railroad locomotive. Not only is it alive, but it's livid, furious. It loathes humanity. And the only guy who isn't afraid of it, I've never been able to understand why, is the engineer. When he gets the signal to go, he catches hold of a handle and pulls it down, and this furious beast is unleashed. Like this. This furious beast, we find it still equally angry, and it has a colossal argument with the tracks it's running on. Like this. Giddle it off. 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 That goes on the entire journey. And not only does it have a colossal argument with the tracks it's running on, but also all the other tracks when they dare to cross its own. Like this, get a little off. I'll die. Get a little off. I'll die. Get a little off. I'll die. Get a little off. You needn't really worry about me. All my family died in an insane asylum. Now, if any one of you has ever been brave enough to get near enough to one of these disgusting locomotives and take a look at the thing really at first hand and close to, you'll find a lot of revolting machinery. All sort of tied up together. And amongst this machinery, you'll find a thing at the side by the wheels that goes backwards and forwards into a kind of round box that makes a noise like this. At the end of this, there's a little fellow, I really rather like him. He sort of bobs up and down all out of time, having a very happy time for himself. He's just at the end of Gibbon. Somehow he always manages to miss Gibbon. It's very clever of him. So you have this thing going Gibbon, Gibbon, and all he does is Schenectady, Schenectady.
Thank you, Reggie Gardner. It's always a pleasure to hear you.
Oh, thank you, Freddy. It's always a pleasure to have you enjoy me. I understand how you feel. I've got my favorites, too. However, it does seem to me rather a paradox that all the ladies I admire should have the same weakness. They all pine for, sigh for, cry for, would die for Frank Parker to begin.
They begin, the begin. It bring back a sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory ever dream. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the beat. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And here we are swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. Ah, what moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So on, let them begin, begin. Let the love that was once a remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin, they begin. Oh yes, let them begin, they begin. Make them play till the stars in heaven return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin to be. When they begin.
Thank you, Frank Parker. Thank you. Janet Gaynor, would you pine for, sigh for, cry for, even die for that?
Well, almost.
You know, Janet, every time I look at you, I think of the picture we made together, A Star is Born. In my mind, Janet Gaynor will always be associated with that thought.
Yes, I know. A lot of people think of me that way. But to me, all of that seems so far away and long ago. I find it very difficult to look back on those days with any feeling of reality, when there's so much that we may have to look forward to.
All right, you are.
Our values have changed tremendously, almost overnight, it seems. And things that seemed important a few years ago are very unimportant now. The glamour boys and glamour girls aren't in Hollywood anymore, Freddie.
Right.
Today, the glamour girls are the ones who drive the ambulances. A new star was born the day Colin Kelly dropped down out of the skies to sink the Haruna. General MacArthur, Lieutenant Buckley, John McGee. Those men are our stars of today. They and the men like them. And you men out there in the camps, in the fields, on the battleships and cruisers at sea, in the submarines in the ocean, in the planes in the air and tanks on the ground, you who are out there protecting this land of America that bore you, nurtured you, and made you strong, you who are out there to preserve this freedom which has cost so dearly and meant so much to our people, don't make any mistake about it. You are the stars of tomorrow.
Well said, Johnny Gaynor. Well said. Bless you. Now, here's a group of lads and lassies, seven of them, toting their own instruments. Probably America's most noted group of modern calypsos, the Almanac Singers, who make up the songs and rhymes as they go along. This one's called The New Martins and the Coys.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys have quit their feuding. They don't live in West Virginia anymore. You won't never find them in, 'cause they're headed for Berlin, and they're fighting in a different kind of war.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys. They take up family feuding when they need. And now for the duration, they'll change their occupation, and they're fighting side by side to win their speed.
Mr. Coy went up, shook hands with Mr. Martin. He said, we won't be safe till Hitler's through. So suppose we call a truce until we cook his goose, 'cause I hate him even worse than I hate you. And then up spoke old Grandpa Martin, with his whiskers waving proudly in the breeze. Said, if I have to capture Tokyo, I guess that's okie-dokie. I'm just waiting till they send me overseas.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys. They take up family feuding when they meet. But now for the duration, they've changed their occupation, and they're fighting side by side till Hitler's beat.
Uncle Charlie Coy was sleeping by the hen house, but he jumped up when he heard that bugle call. Now he's over in the Alps and he's chasing Hitler's scalp, 'cause he wants that mustache hanging on his wall. Now, good people, this all points a lesson. See what the Martins and the Coys agreed to do. They've given up their feuding for another kind of shooting, and if they can do it, I guess that we can too.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they're reckless mountain boys. They take up family feuding when they meet. But now for the duration, they'll change their occupation, and they're fighting side by side till Hitler's feet.
Thank you, boys and girls, thank you. That's a mighty happy thought. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't help thinking a while ago when Janet Gaynor spoke to us about the stars of tomorrow, how important it is for us to realize our responsibility too, for us to do our part, how important it is for us not to let them down. I've told you before and I'll tell you again, one of the most important things we can do here at home, besides our own jobs, is to buy defense bonds and stamps. Remember that. Buy defense bonds and stamps. Buy them from your grocer, your butcher, your drugstore, your banker, but buy them, and buy them now. Budget a part of your income every week. Join the Treasury payroll savings plan wherever you work. Defense bonds and stamps are your investment in America. It's your country. Keep it yours.
The United States Treasury Department thanks the distinguished artists who gave their talents to this performance. Frederick March, Janet Gaynor, Reginald Gardner, Frank Parker, and the Almanac Boys. Orchestra and chorus were under the direction of Al Goodman. Writing by Hal Block, John Latouche, and Malcolm Meacher. Production by William A. Bacher. This program was transcribed. This is Larry Elliott speaking.